the most listened to Christian music countdown around the world.
Now, with more ways to listen, on your radio,
in your favorite podcast app,
and streaming 24 hours a day at 20thecountdown.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Jordan Felice.
Hey, guys, this is Kane.
Hey, what's up? This is Torin Wells.
Hey, it's Colton Dixon.
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack.
New music, new artists, the latest Christian music news, and the stories behind the songs. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
It is time to count down those top 20 songs in Christian music this week. And I'm so happy that you are here with me as we're going to do that together. It's going to be a fun show. You know, last couple of weeks, Matthew West, he has been at number one with this song.
Paid the price, you took the cross, you gave your life, and you did it all with me on your mind.
Do you think he can do it for a third week in a row with that song called Me on Your Mind? I sure hope he can, but you'll have to stick around till the end of the show to find out. And next hour, you're going to get to vote on some brand new music. Last week, we had two incredible songs from Micah Tyler and Torin Wells, and you'll see which one won as part of our future fan favorite. What do you say we get the show kicked off this week? Well, to do that, we have this new song that debuted just last week on our show from Danny Gokey, and it's featuring Corinne Hawthorne. It's called We All Need Jesus, and here it is on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 20.
We're so quick to point a finger. We judge things from our point of view. The things that we say, the trouble it makes, it hurts you and it hurts me too. This is such a fallen world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. What if we could see each other different? It'd probably change everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Everybody needs a savior, even the ones who think they don't. We got stuff we hide deep down inside. There's so much that we don't show. Yeah, it's just a wounded world we live in. It's really not the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that the beauty of redemption? It changes everything. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Yeah. Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Yeah. Everybody makes mistakes. Yeah, everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. The prison to the preacher. Oh, all I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is we all need Jesus. Every man and every woman. Oh, yeah. Every city, every nation. Every nation. All I know is we all need Jesus. All I know is that we're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24/365, our human is equal. Don't we all have our weakness? Everybody makes mistakes. Everybody needs that grace. We all need Jesus. Don't we all need Jesus? Jesus, need Jesus. Everybody in the world need Jesus. We need Jesus.
need Jesus. Everybody in the world needs Jesus.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's number 20 again this week from Danny Gokey and Grammy nominee Corinne Hawthorne. That's called We All Need Jesus. And it just debuted last week. Such a great reminder that we all need God's grace. It's The Afters up next with Say Goodbye.
Number 19.
Say goodbye. If your thoughts are like a storm and you can't stop the rain, if you're carrying your past like it's a ball and chain, if you feel like it won't get better, there's hope, don't you dare say never. Step out of the dark into a brand new day. Say goodbye. Goodbye to the enemy's lies. Goodbye to the fear inside. Say goodbye. Goodbye to the shame you hide. Goodbye to regrets in life. You can sail away. Untie the rope that's holding you to your mistakes. This freedom is sunny weather. You don't have to wear a sweater. Nothing like the feeling when you finally say,
number 19 from The Afters. It's called Say Goodbye, Say Hello on 20 The Countdown Magazine. Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave are teaming up for this next one. It debuted last week on The Countdown, and here she is to tell us what it's all about.
Our new song is about God taking the broken things and turning them into something beautiful. And I don't know what you're facing in your life right now, but what I do know is that no matter what, God still has the victory. He has still won. And he's going to take all of this pain, and he's going to give you a purpose through all of that.
That was Katie Nicole. And, you know, she still has a song in our top 10. So this is her first of two appearances. Here she is with Big Daddy Weave singing God Is In This Story on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 18.
There's torn up pages in this book. Words that tell me I'm no good. Chapters that define me for so long. But the hands of grace and endless love dusted off and picked me up. Told my heart that hope is never gone. God is in this story. God is in the details. Even in the broken parts, he holds my heart. He never fails. When I'm at my weakest, I will trust in Jesus. God is in this story.
it all. Well, hold on tight to what you know. He promised he won't let you go. Your song of healing's written in his scars.
Countdown Magazine. Isn't that an incredible song? That's number 18 for you this week. It's moving up to land there. It's from Katie Nicole and Big Daddy Weave. They teamed up to sing God Is In This Story. Love that song.
Coming up.
Well, if you thought that song was great, we still have more great music coming up for you. And we're just counting down the top 20 songs in Christian music, and we still have 17 more to go. So don't go anywhere yet. You're going to hear some music from Cochran & Company and that new one from Chris Tomlin in a little while.
20thecountdown.com. Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Torrin Wells.
Hey, this is Rhett Walker.
Hey, my name is Lauren Daigle.
This is Josh from The Afters.
The current music chart. The latest music news. And more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown magazine. Plus, exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter. Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown magazine is back in a sec.
Now, back to The Countdown.
20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back to The Countdown. You know, we still have 17 more songs to go as we're counting down the top 20 songs in Christian music. We hear from so many people how 20 The Countdown has impacted them through tough seasons and even some joyful season. And that's all thanks to you. If you've donated to keep 20 The Countdown magazine on the air, it's because of your generosity that we can make this show available to millions of people all around the world. But we need your help in continuing to do that. If this show has ever put a smile on your face, consider doing that for someone else by supporting our show financially. You can do that by heading to our website, 20thecountdown.com, and look for the big donate button. Once you're there, you can click on that and learn how you can give a one-time gift or even set up a monthly recurring gift. It's all at 20thecountdown.com/donate.
Hey, this is Michael Cochran from Cochran & Company, and this is the story behind my new song, Thank God for Sunday Morning. I spent several years of my life running after other things to try and fill the void in my heart, but I never outran God. He was pursuing me, and He's pursuing you. No matter where you are, no matter what you've done, your past doesn't get the final say. God won't leave you in the night. His love is coming for you like the sunrise. When Saturday night seems like the end of the story, thank God for Sunday morning.
Here is Cochran & Company with Thank God for Sunday Morning on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 17.
Neon lights and stained glass windows, home bar stools and back row pews. I ran to one more than the other, but I couldn't outrun you. Trying to fill up all the empty, trying to numb the pain inside. Thinking you'd never forgive me for all those Saturday nights. But thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 365. glass window feels like freedom on my face. It really is a new beginning. It really is amazing grace. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God. Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for Sunday morning.
After 8 weeks on 20 The Countdown magazine, that's Cochran and Company with Thank God for Sunday Morning, coming in at number 17 this week. And I saw that he previewed a little sneak peek of something that's coming very soon. He was recording some Christmas music, and it was here in the middle of the summer, so I can't wait to see what he comes up with. Well, now it's a song that's been here for 4 weeks on The Countdown, and it's making a one-point climb this week. It's the brand new one from Chris Tomlin. It's called Always, and here it is on 20 The Countdown magazine.
Number 16.
I believe you gave sight to the blind. I believe that the dead came to life. I believe there were wonders and signs, and you're still the same. I believe every word that you said. I believe there are scars in your hands, that your goodness is good without. You'll never change. I will tell of your wonders, sing of your grace. The God of creation knows me by name. The Lord is faithful, yesterday, now, and always. Always. Your mercy is mighty, age after age, and all bow down and praise. The Lord is faithful, yesterday.
2020, the Countdown magazine. That's the brand new one from Chris Tomlin. It's called Always, and it's making a one-point climb to land at number 16 this week.
Coming up,
15 more songs to go out of our top 20 of the week, and you're gonna hear some new music from Unspoken and also that new one from Ben Fuller. He was a country artist that turned to Christian music. I can't wait for you to hear that song. It's all coming up in your remaining top 15 songs this week.
Hello, Countdown family. Chris Langham here from Through the Word, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. James 1:2. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Faith is a wonderful thing, and it turns out that faith works just like a muscle. Muscles don't grow by flexing. They grow as you break them down and rebuild. When you lift weights, the weight breaks down your muscle. Then eat protein and get rest, and your body builds the muscle back stronger. In the same way, trials break down your faith. Then, as you take in God's word and rest in Him, the Spirit builds your faith back stronger. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word. That's 60 seconds. For audio guides to James 2 and every other Bible chapter, check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown magazine continues next. Direct connection to all your favorite artists.
And the biggest songs in Christian music.
20, the Countdown magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back. We are in the middle of counting down the top 20 songs in Christian music with 15 more to go. You know, we continuously add radio stations throughout the world who are able to broadcast 20 The Countdown magazine completely free of charge. It's due to your generous donations from listeners just like yourself. And for every radio station that's added, there are thousands of new listeners who are receiving encouragement, hope, and joy, which is the mission of this show. Now, if you'd like to partner with us, consider making a donation. No amount is too small to make a huge impact. Our homepage has an easy to locate green donate now button. It's right there at the top. You can click on it and you'll be able to enter your information securely right there from the website. And something I look forward to is reading the comments that donors send along with their donations. Like Amelia, she was a first time donor this week and said, "Thank you for all you do. I love listening to 20 The Countdown magazine because it is so uplifting and encouraging." Well, Amelia, you are so welcome. It's my honor to get to do this. And thank you both for your contribution and for your encouragement. Again, if you want to learn more, go to 20thecountdown.com/donate. Getting us back into our music is the band Unspoken with Love Is Everything We Need.
Number 15.
It's easy to say what I think, but it's harder to listen. It's easy to stand on the side and avoid all the trenches. But how are we gonna love our enemies when we can't even love our friends? We build walls, but we're called to build bridges instead. Trap. We might not be swinging a fist, but we'll talk behind somebody's back. How we gonna look like Jesus when we're only looking out for ourselves? Real love is giving our lives for somebody else.
Everything we want.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's the band Unspoken with Love is Everything We Need at number 15 this week. Well, this next guy has such a cool redemption story. After 12 years of battling with drugs and alcohol, how many of you know that Jesus can turn that all around for the good? It's Ben Fuller, and here he is with his song, Who I Am.
Number 14.
I stand in front of the mirror, but I don't like who's looking back at me. Wish I could see things clearer, oh, like who I'm supposed to be. In every trial, lift me higher through the fire, hold me tighter, remind me again that I was made for more. Been changing. You haven't left a stone unturned. Anything I've been facing, oh, I'll keep standing on your word. In the water, take me under, fill my lungs to speak your wonder. You brought me out of the darkness, I was made for more. Who I am. Everything for me to have everything for all of eternity, a song in my lungs to sing. God and the Most High God's for me. I'm a child of the Most High God and the Most High God's for me. It's who I am.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Ben Fuller at number 14 this time with his song, Who I Am. Well, Brooke Ledgerwood and Brandon Lake, they teamed up for this awesome song called Honey in the Rock. And here is Brooke with the story about it.
The song Honey in the Rock was written by myself, my friend Brandon Lake, and my new friend Mitch Wong. We got together and were amazed to find that both Brandon and I had been stirring around a scripture in Psalm 81, which talks about being satisfied with honey from the rock, how the Lord provides sustenance and sweetness for us in the wilderness. So we were amazed and thrilled at how quickly the song came together. It is such a song of joy and declaration and promise. If you read through the lyric carefully, there's actually a really beautiful journey of theology in there as well, which many of you will know is important to me. But I am just looking forward to the song being a great declaration and confession in the mouths of people, whatever season they're in, that there is sweetness in the wilderness for those who trust in Jesus.
That's so cool. Getting hear the story behind the song. That was Brooke Ledgerwood. Here she is with Brandon Lake singing Honey in the Rock on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 13.
There's honey in the rock, water in the snow, better on the ground, no matter where I go. I don't need to worry now that I know everything I need you got. There's honey. In
providing. I have all that I need. You are all that I need. I keep praying.
Number 13 again this week from Brooke Ligertwood and Brandon Lake. It's called Honey in the Rock on 20, the Countdown Magazine. And I saw that she just got to be a part of the Church of the Highlands Motion Student Conference in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm sure that her accent, along with some of those in Alabama, it was probably pretty fun to get to hear them talking together.
Coming up,
12 more songs to go out of your top 20 of the week. Are you excited to find out who is in that number one spot this week? You know, it's been Matthew West for 2 weeks in a row, but I can't wait to see if he can do it for a third week or if someone new moved into that top spot. You don't have long to wait until we find out.
20thecountdown.com.
Your connection to everything you hear on the show. All the artists.
This is Austin French.
This is Danny Gokey.
This is Jordan Felice.
This is Chris from Rang Collective.
The current music chart, the latest music news, and more ways to listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine. Plus,
exclusive content like the future fan favorite and the 20 The Countdown e-newsletter.
Find it all at 20thecountdown.com.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. Connecting listeners around the world. This is 20 The Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back. As I like to mention each week, we love to hear from listeners here at 20 The Countdown Magazine. And I know you have so much going on throughout the week, and it means a lot when you take time to send me a message through our website. And I received this one just a few days ago, and it ties right in with that song that I played a little earlier from Ben Fuller called Who I Am. It says, "Thank you so, so much for putting out music and sharing the testimonies of the artists behind the songs. Whenever I hear one, I want to cry because I know that God has told me this testimony for a reason. Thank you for letting me hear about the artist, even though I live in Australia. The work you are doing is incredible, and I can't thank the Lord enough for you and your team. When I heard Ben Fuller's song, Who I Am, I was just amazed how it related to me and my testimony. Since I'm a Christian and a dancer, I try to find songs that bring out my passion for the Lord, and now this is a song, the one that I have chosen to express myself during my dance solo." That is from Aaliyah from Australia. And how cool is that? What a great song to share with those who'll be watching. And we hope that dance solo goes great. We're rooting for you, Aaliyah.
Hey, this is Tasha Layton. Have you ever felt like God's forgiveness and grace would run out? Like, sometimes we can't help but think those kinds of thoughts, but that's not how Scripture describes God. Psalm 103:12 says, "As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us." His grace isn't running out on you. The song How Far is about how even in the middle of us hiding from God, or maybe even running from Him, He continues to reach out and pursue us. It was God's love for you that propelled Him to give His life on the cross, arms stretched open wide. That's how far He will go for you.
Wow, isn't that such a cool reminder there? I hope that encouraged you this week. That was Tasha Layton, and she was sharing more about the song How Far. And here it is back in the spot again on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 12.
How far is too far? I thought I'd be there by now. Followed shame to the place. I was sure your grace ran out. I kept running and running and running. You kept chasing and chasing and chasing. A million miles of my mistakes, so couldn't keep your love away. However far away I am from home, that's how far your love will go. Go. I turn around.
The Countdown Magazine. That's number 12 from Tasha Layton. It's called How Far. And you know, as we've been all wrapping up from summer vacations and getting ready for back to school, her and her team and her family, they've been dreaming about Christmas music. Tasha has added some new tracks to the collection of Christmas songs that she's going to release later this year. And hopefully we'll get to hear them all in the fall. She really can't wait to share them with you. So I hope you're getting excited about all this Christmas music that's getting us kicked off a little early this year.
Artist News. Three things you need to know. Number one.
Well, I know, I feel like I do a story just about every week on Maverick City Music, but they are awesome. They continue to use their platform for being the hands and feet of Jesus. Last week, they sold out tickets in Los Angeles Crypto Arena, joined by Kirk Franklin, Tori Kelly, and about 12,000 fans. It was an incredible night of worship, but it's actually what happened after, on the next day, that meant the most to the band. Maverick City Music and Kirk Franklin joined the LA Mission to provide a concert, 3,500 meals, on-site showers, supplies, and prayer for the homeless community of LA's Skid Row. The LA Mission said that this was an unprecedented moment and the biggest event in the 100-year history of Skid Row. Walls were broken down and the community knew that they were seen and loved by God. Such a cool story. We got more for you at 20thecountdown.com on that one.
Number two.
Last week, Amy Grant, she was in an accident while riding her bike with a friend, and thankfully she was wearing a helmet, so she is okay, but her bike hit a pothole, and after a brief hospitalization where she was treated for her injuries, doctors have ordered additional recovery time at home for Amy. Sadly, due to the doctor's orders, she has had to postpone her upcoming August concerts until next year. Amy's team said that heartfelt prayers and encouragement have been felt and received as she rests at her home. So continued prayers from us here at 20 The Countdown magazine for Amy's full recovery, and hopefully she'll be back on the road again soon.
Number three.
And the Best Brother Award goes to Ed Cash from the band We The Kingdom. Earlier this month, when his fellow bandmate and brother Scott turned 40 years old while out on tour, he had a pretty big surprise planned. Scott had always dreamed of owning a guitar called the Flying V. It's pretty special. So right before the concert, the stage manager tells him they need to fix something on his old guitar and instead hands him his very own dream guitar. It was the Flying V that he had always wanted. We The Kingdom made a reel, a little video about it that we'll post of the big surprise. You can see Scott's face when he realizes he just got the coolest birthday surprise from his brother. It's all going to be for you at 20thecountdown.com. We'll have all those news stories listed there for you. And if you get that e-newsletter, you'll get them delivered right to your inbox. And if you don't get that, you can sign up for free at 20thecountdown.com.
You're up to date. That was three things you need to know. Now, back to the countdown with William Ryan III.
Well, as we wrap up our final song of the hour, I have Blanca in to tell us what it was like to record with Dante Bo on this next one called The Healing.
Having Dante Bo as a guest on The Healing was such a surreal moment for me. When I was walking through my divorce, I remember listening to songs by Dante Bo and Maverick City and just finding kind of this inner strength through their music. And so I knew deep down it was a dream for me to have him feature on a song that was going to go on my album.
Here is Blanca along with Dante Bo from Maverick City Music singing The Healing on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number 11.
I believe in you, maker of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth designed by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new.
Just a feeling, you are my healing. You
back in that number 11 spot again this week on 20, the Countdown magazine. That is called The Healing. It's Blanca and Dante Bowe. Well, are you ready to rewind songs 11 through 20 from this week to get you all caught up? Here are just some little samples of the songs in case you missed them.
Rewind.
Rewind.
Number
20. We're all broken people. Don't we all need Jesus? Every moment of our lives, 24, 3, 6, 5, a human is equal.
Don't Number 19. Number 17.
Thank God for Sunday morning. Thank God for 316. And the words it read that say you bled and gave your life for me.
Number 16. Number 14.
Who I am in the eyes of the Father. Who I am is love set free. Who I was, I left at the altar. I am yours, Lord, I believe.
Number 13. Number 12.
That's how far your love will go. Go.
Number 11. The Countdown magazine is back in a sec.
Connecting millions of people around the world with the biggest songs in Christian music every week.
20, the Countdown magazine.
Welcome back to the Countdown. With only 10 more songs to go till we hit number one this hour, it's going to be so good for you to be listening. And you're also going to hear the winning song from the future fan favorite. Those are the two new ones that I played last week for you on the show and then sent you over to our website to vote on them. It was between the song from Torrin Wells and Micah Tyler for the other one. This hour, I'll have two new songs for you to hear if you didn't get a chance to vote last week as part of our future fan favorite. So let's get going. Kicking us off this hour is Blessing Offer with his song Brighter Days. It's been here for 26 weeks on the Countdown. And here he is with what the song is all about.
Brighter Days is about looking at everything that's hard and wrong and dark in the world and still knowing that there will be brighter days coming.
Number 10.
I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my veins. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Oh, ashes fall from burning dreams. Oh, never live through times like these. Trying hard to breathe in the dark, in the dark. I know there's gonna be some brighter days. Yes, I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel your screams don't make a sound. Oh, if your walls are crashing down. Oh, if your heart just cries too loud all the time. All the time. Whoa. I know there's gonna be some brighter day. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life in my vein. I know there's gonna be some brighter day. I know there's gonna be some brighter day. Be some brighter days. I swear that love will find you in your pain. I feel it in me like the beating of life.
At number 10, that's Blessing Offer with his song Brighter Days on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Now it's Katie Nicole's second appearance on our countdown this week with her song In Jesus' Name, God of Possible.
Number 9.
I speak the name of Jesus over you. In your hurting, in your sorrow, I will ask my God to move. I speak the name 'cause it's all that I can do. In desperation, I'll seek heaven and pray this for you. I pray for your healing, the circumstances would change. I pray that the fear inside would flee in Jesus. Circumstances will change. I pray that the fear inside.
inside would flee. In Jesus' name.
The Countdown Magazine. That's Katie Nicole with her song In Jesus' Name, coming in at number 9 this week. You know, that's her second appearance on the Countdown, but she's not the only one that has two appearances. Blessing Offer, he is in this next one along with Toby Mac, who is here with just a little encouragement for you before you hear his song called The Goodness.
I don't know what you're walking through right now, and I don't know how deep a valley it may be, but God is still the goodness.
Number 8.
You made the rain, so when it falls on me, should I complain? Or feel you're calling me, it's all on me to stay. And really catch what you're showing, it's my roots that you're growing. Cause life is more than this moment.
You are the light, so when the darkness falls, the greatest heights, they never seem so tall, no, not at all, you're right. It's my roots that you're growing, don't wanna miss what you're showing.
Ain't no doubt about you, everywhere.
You are the joy, you're the smile on the face of your boy. You're the flowers at the park in Detroit. Still the words on the back of our coins. Let's make some noise.
You cover me, my defender, when you're rolling up your sleeves. You're the truth that's gonna set the captive free. The only king that's ever chose to bleed. It's what I believe.
They keep trying to make your glory fade, but I ain't really sweating what they say.
Ain't no doubt about you, everywhere.
Still see the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Through the good and the bad and the ugly, I can still feel the sunshine above me. Lord, I love all the ways that you love me. You're the good, you're the good, you're the good.
You're the good,
you're the good. You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness. You're the good,
you are.
You're the good,
you are.
You're the good, you're the good, you're the goodness.
Ain't no doubt about you. Everywhere that I go, you keep showing up.
Goodness in my life.
20, The Countdown Magazine. That's Toby Mac and Blessing Offer teaming up for their song called The Goodness, coming in at number 8 after a 2-point climb this week.
coming up.
Seven more songs to go out of your top 20 songs in Christian music. We're counting them all the way down to number one. And in our next segment, you're going to hear some music from Maverick City Music. That song, Gyra, it's been here for 17 weeks. See where that one lands when we come back.
20, the Countdown Magazine continues next.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey!
You are listening to
20, the Countdown Magazine with William Ryan III.
Welcome back. We're counting down those top 20 songs in Christian music with seven more to go. Hey, be sure to follow us on social media. You can see the content about the artists and the music that you hear on the countdown each week. You can find 20, the Countdown Magazine on Facebook and on Instagram. So go ahead and engage with us in the comments there too. We love to read your thoughts and send you some encouragement as well. And did you know that you can also send direct messages through Messenger? Josh from Africa reached out this week to say, my song of the week is Blanca and Dante Bowe's The Healing. That song gave me hope that I'd be healed from sickness and have the healing hand of God. Well, our team took time to pray for you, Josh, and we're standing with you in faith for your healing. Now, prayer is so powerful too, and it's amazing how we are instantly connected across the world just by agreeing in prayer for something. If you want to reach out to us just like Josh from Kenya did, you can find us on Facebook or on Instagram and connect with us there. Jeremy Camp is moving up two spots this week with his song called Getting Started. Here it is on 20, the Countdown Magazine.
Number 7.
Are you running around in circles with no place to go? Is there a person in the mirror you don't even know? Someone still sees who you are. Yeah. Were you the kid that was a dreamer? Now you don't believe. Are you the lock that got so broken? Now you lost the key. Someone still loves who you are. Yeah. To everyone who ever lost your way, to everyone who ever felt ashamed, here's a song for all the broken hearted. If you only knew the treasure that you really are, if you could understand the measure of the Father's heart, He loves you, He loves you, He loves you. Fall in His arms and let Him wash you clean. He'll tear off the chains so that you can be free. The new life begins and the old is redeemed. Oh, I believe, yeah. To anyone who ever lost your way, to everyone who ever felt ashamed, here's a song for all the broken hearted. I believe you're only getting started. To anyone who trusts in Jesus' name, watch your world become forever changed. Here's a song about a light from darkness. I believe you're only getting started.
Jeremy Camp at number 7 with his song Getting Started on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Now it's Maverick City Music in with their song Gyra.
Number 6.
I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Wasn't holding you up, so there's nothing I can do to let you down. It doesn't take a trophy to make you proud. I'll never be more loved than I am right now. Ooh.
Going through a storm, but I won't go down. I hear your voice carried in the rhythm of the wind to call me out.
You would cross an ocean.
Number 6 this week, that's Gyra from Maverick City Music on 20, the Countdown Magazine. Well, if you missed the story that I told you a little earlier in our artist news about them playing in LA and Skid Row, then you got to go check that out. It's at our website, 20thecountdown.com. We got the whole story there along with some video for you to watch too. So go check it out.
coming up.
Five more songs to go till we hit number one. Any guesses as to who is in our top five this week? Well, I'm going to have those songs for you coming up next.
20 The Countdown Magazine continues next. Heard around the world on great stations.
Well, I have your top five remaining songs on the way, but before then, I would love to take a moment just to say thank you to a particular radio station that airs 20 The Countdown Magazine Down Under. I'll let them take it away from here.
G'day from Down Under, Rima FM 106.5 on the beautiful mid-north coast of New South Wales. That's about 4 hours drive north of Sydney. Keep safe and enjoy the very best of today's Christian music on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
It is so cool getting to hear from our friends down under in Australia. We get to hear from so many listeners from over there, too, that write in all the time. And it's thanks to you guys for airing us. So thanks for being this week's Station of the Week. And hey, if you're a supporter of 20 The Countdown Magazine, it is your generosity that helps get us on radio stations just like that one. They get to air this show for free each week due to your generosity. So thanks for supporting us and keeping us on the air. Well, are you ready to find out what those top five remaining songs are this week? I sure am. Let's do it.
Top five.
Well, he is kicking off our top five songs again this week. Here is Andrew Rip with his song Fill My Cup on 20, The Countdown Magazine.
Number five.
Been walking to a city I cannot see. Through the depths of the valley where the sun can't reach. I've been high, I've been low. I've been looking for the river that could fill my soul. Been walking to a city I cannot see. Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. Give it love, give it joy, give it peace. Fill my cup, Lord. Run it over. I am your child indeed. Lord, I need you. Fill my cup, Lord.
20, the Countdown Magazine. That's Andrew Rip at number 5 for another week with his song, Fill My Cup. I love it. Hey, if you voted last week on the future fan favorite, then you're going to want to turn the radio up a little bit and listen to the winning song. It was between two incredible new songs, one of them from Torrin Wells called Joy in the Morning, and the other from Micah Tyler called I See Grace. After a ton of people went and voted at our website, 20thecountdown.com, the one that had the most votes, it was Micah Tyler with I See Grace.
Last week's fan favorite.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes, the kind that won't go away. When I turned around, they were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head, the failures and the can't forgets. But standing here now, I'm thanking God it's behind me. 'Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away, yeah. Now I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away, yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace. I still hurt, fall short of what you say I'm worth, and that devil says I don't deserve what you did on the cross, and he's right 'cause I don't, but you did it anyway. I see grace, hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away, yeah. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. Hallelujah, I stand amazed. I'm staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah, yeah, I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see
the Countdown Magazine. That's your winning future fan favorite song from last week. It's from Micah Tyler. It's his new one called I See Grace. I love that one. Can't wait until we hear that one on the chart sometime soon. Well, are you ready to hear some new music this week and vote? If you didn't get a chance to do it last week, here's your chance to make up for it. We have two new songs this week, and let me just tell you, these are really great songs from some really great, powerful artists. So it's going to be tough this week, but I know you can do it. Our first song this week is the new song from Stephen Curtis Chapman. I know, he's back. Isn't it exciting? This one is called Don't Lose Heart. Here's a little sample for you to hear.
Don't lose heart, don't you dare let go. Better where you are, you are not alone. I know it gets dark, I know it gets hard, but we're gonna make it home. So don't lose heart.
That's your first choice for the future fan favorite this week. It is from Stephen Curtis Chapman. It's called Don't Lose Heart. Okay, that's just one of the choices this week. Our other choice, this one is from Zach Williams. This one's called Heart of God. Here's a little sample for you to hear of this one before you vote.
There's only love in my heart of
That is your second choice for our future fan favorite this week. That one's from Zach Williams called Heart of God. Now, the song before it was from Stephen Curtis Chapman called Don't Lose Heart. Now that you've heard both of those songs this week, you have to go vote because those are two incredible artists with some great songs to play for you. So go to 20thecountdown.com and cast your vote for your favorite. I know it's not fair to ask you to do that, but you have to. Help me out.
Future fan favorite, love it or not.
Make your voice heard now at 20thecountdown.com.
Phil Wickham is back in this spot again with his song, Hymn of Heaven.
Number 4.
How I long to breathe the air of heaven, where pain is gone and mercy fills the streets, to look upon the one who bled to save me and walk with him for all eternity. There will be a day when all will bow before him. There will be a day when death will be no more. Standing face to face with he who died and rose again. Holy, holy is the Lord. And every prayer we prayed in desperation, the songs of faith we sang through doubt and fear, in the end we'll see that it was worth it when he returns to wipe away. Stand beside the heroes of the faith, oh, with one voice, a thousand generations sing, worthy is the Lamb who was slain.
Magazine. That's Phil Wickham with his song Hymn of Heaven. 14 weeks here on our countdown, and it's at number 4 again this week.
Coming up.
Well, I hope you're excited because we only have 3 more songs to go here out of our countdown. We've been doing the top 20 songs in Christian music, and you'll find out what number 1 is here in just a little while.
Hello, countdown family. Chris Langham here from Through the Word, and this is Explained in 60 Seconds. James 1:2. Consider it pure joy whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Faith is a wonderful thing, And it turns out that faith works just like a muscle. Muscles don't grow by flexing. They grow as you break them down and rebuild. When you lift weights, the weight breaks down your muscle. Then eat protein and get rest, and your body builds the muscle back stronger. In the same way, trials break down your faith. Then, as you take in God's word and rest in Him, the Spirit builds your faith back stronger. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word. That's 60 seconds. For audio guides to James 2 and every other Bible chapter, check out the Through the Word app at throughtheword.org.
20 The Countdown Magazine is back in a sec. You're on air with William Ryan III on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Well, there are so many ways to listen to 20 The Countdown Magazine. You might be listening on the radio right now, but did you know you can also listen at our website? It is streaming there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, just for you to get a little more encouragement this week. Just go to 20thecountdown.com and you can stream it right there at the website. Also, if you have one of those Alexa devices, you can ask her to play 20 The Countdown Magazine as well. And while you're there at our website, though, there are some other cool things that you can do, like sign up for that free e-newsletter so that we can send you stuff throughout the week. And also, you can see a complete chart of all of the songs on the countdown. You can listen to some samples of those there too. So if you missed out on one of the songs this week on the show, don't worry. Just head to 20thecountdown.com. Well, you might be familiar with this next song from For King and Country called For God Is With Us, but you may not have heard this version of it yet. It's featuring Hillary Scott from Lady A on 20 The Countdown Magazine.
Number 3.
Dare to imagine, dare to believe in true love that gave us a brand new beginning. No room for a king, no celebration and no ceremony. In that little town, no, nobody would think this is the story of the coming glory. Can you hear the prayers the people prayed? Can you see the skies begin to break? When heaven and earth were face to face, oh, how the world forever changed. For God is with us. Oh, God is with us. Oh,
all in a moment, all in an instant. The body was broken.
with us.
For King and Country, along with Hillary Scott from Lady A, singing For God Is With Us at number 3 this week on 20 The Countdown magazine. Well, Brandon Heath is moving into that second spot here on our countdown with his song See Me Through It. Here he is to tell you more about the song.
This is Brandon Heath, and I wanted to share a few thoughts about my newest song, See Me Through It. You know, we all walk through difficult seasons in our lives. That's definitely nothing new. But one thing that is particularly unique about right now is that we all seem to have a very similar challenge. And for some of us, it feels like rock bottom. But we can know what rock we're standing on, right? And he's not going anywhere. So stand tall, fam. No matter how lost we feel or difficult things get, he sees us where we are, and he's going to see us through it.
Number 2.
Things are getting real, Jesus take the wheel. Only way I'm getting to the other side. Days are getting dark, life's a little hard. Blinded but I'm trying not to lose sight. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can do it. God, I know in the trial, in the pain, fire in the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. And whenever my heart runs away, you say the day you're gonna see me through it. When the sky falls, who am I gonna call? The one who put it up there in the first place. Full scale attack, devil on my back. Better lace him up and go put on my game face. I don't got this, I know you got this. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I believe it before I see it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I know you're gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. God, I know in the trial, in the pain, fire in the rain, you're gonna see me through it. You're gonna see me through it. Is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back, rock bottom, prayers in the air if you got them. Our God is bigger than all our problems. The only one who knows how to solve them. So if you're sitting in the back, rock bottom, prayers in the air. Cause the girl, you gonna see me through it. If anybody can, you can do it. Gotta know in the trial. I know you're gonna see me through it.
20, The Countdown magazine. That's Brandon Heath moving into that number 2 spot this week with his song called See Me Through It.
Coming up.
Well, maybe you've been listening since the beginning of the show. Congratulations for sticking around this long. But don't go anywhere yet. If you happen to leave now, then it would be so sad for you to miss that number 1 song out of your top 20 songs in Christian music. That is coming up for you here in just a little while. But hey, in the meantime, before that song gets here, be sure to go vote on our future fan favorite. You can do that at 20thecountdown.com. Look for those songs there on the front page.
20 The Countdown has a new listener line, and it's time to hear from you.
I live in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada.
I love your program. Listen all the time. I'm Connecticut.
I'm calling from American Samoa, Pango Pango.
I'm calling from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Hello from Yorkton, Saskatchewan.
I'm Donna from Greeley, Nebraska.
I'm listening in Nome, Alaska.
Connecting listeners around the world with the 20 Listener Line. 888-535-2020. 888-535-2020.
20 The Countdown magazine is back in a sec.
Now, back to the countdown.
20 The Countdown magazine with William Ryan III. Number 1.
Well, this is exciting for Matthew West because he is back in this top spot again for a third week in a row. And if you haven't heard the story about his song, Me On Your Mind, here he is to tell you some more about it.
Hi, I'm Matthew West, and this is the story behind my new song, Me On Your Mind. Psalms chapter 8, verses 3 and 4 say, "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is mankind that you are mindful of them, human beings that you care for them?" I love this quote by C.S. Lewis. He said, when Christ died, he died for you individually, just as much as if you'd been the only man in the world. Sometimes that news seems too wonderful to even comprehend. I wonder if you've ever thought, does God really know me? Does God really see me? Does he really hear me when I pray? Or do my prayers just bounce off the ceiling? Would you be encouraged today by this thought? He knows the very hairs on your head. He is mindful of you. He loves you. Get this, he likes you. You were his idea. And when he stretched out his arms on a cross and paid the price for our sins, it was you and me that he had on his mind.
I've read the words in red, how you leave the 99 to find the one missing. Feels like that was written with me on your mind. And the prodigal son who ran, leaving his home behind, the part where the father came running to meet him, did you say that with me on your mind? Who am I that the king of the world would give one single thought about my broken heart? Who am I that the God of all grace wipes the tears from my face and says, come as you are? You paid the price, you took the cross. Preparing a place where the sorrow's erased, and when I stand before you, I'll find all alone.
The Countdown Magazine. That's your number one song for a third week in a row. It's Matthew West and his song, Me on Your Mind. Well, I hope you enjoyed the countdown this week. It was exciting, wasn't it? And if you support our countdown, I just want to say thank you so much for being so generous and for doing that. It helps keep this show on the air and to more and more listeners around the world. And if you don't support us yet, but you enjoyed the program this week, I encourage you to go support us at 20thecountdown.com/donate. Consider making a donation today, a one-time gift or even a monthly gift. And and I'll talk to you next week.
From Dallas, Texas, you've been listening to William Ryan III on the most listened to Christian music countdown show around the world.
2020 Countdown Magazine.